The Kurds of northern Iraq for years have urged the overthrow of their longtime enemy, Saddam Hussein. But just as the U.S. looks poised to help fulfill this dream, the Kurds say they are confronted by a new threat, a possible incursion into their territory by troops from neighboring Turkey. As a conflict nears between the U.S. and Iraqi forces, Kurdish fighters are preparing for another possible battle against Turkish troops on their northern border. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Every morning, hundreds of Kurdish Special Forces soldiers in red berets perform a series of drills at this hilltop training center. This parade is a demonstration of Kurdish military muscle. For years, it's been directed against the Iraqi Kurds' enemy to the south, Saddam Hussein. But this week, Major Hazi Swasi says his men are preparing for an attack from the north that he believes may be launched by the Turks.
We're going to defend our country, and we will do anything that will be needed to defend and to defeat the invasion of Turkish military.
Over the past month, fear of a Turkish military occupation of northern Iraq appears to have equaled or even superseded the Kurds' decades-long struggle against Saddam Hussein. It started when the Turkish government announced it would send troops into northern Iraq on the heels of an American invasion force to set up a buffer zone to stop any possible refugee exodus into Turkey and to prevent the creation of an independent Kurdish state. At a frontier station on a snowy mountaintop called Sarzeri, Kurdish security officials have nervously monitored a troop buildup on the Turkish side of the border. They've more than doubled the number of troops and tanks at that army base, says security officer Abbas Brifke, as he points at a Turkish military compound in a nearby valley, adding, "We see this as a threat." A half hour's drive from Sarzeri, a woman named Ruba Zaho says Kurdish officials recently came to her village to recruit more Peshmerga, those who face death, to fight against the Turks.
They asked the people, if anyone wants to be a Peshmerga, he can join to be a Peshmerga to defend against Turkey.
Zaho says officials then distributed weapons to some of the volunteers. Meanwhile, residents say extra Kurdish forces have been deployed at the once bustling Ibrahim Khalil Bridge, the main crossing point on the Turkish-Iraqi border. Until a few weeks ago, thousands of oil trucks lined up here to cross the Khabur River into Turkey. But now the massive customs compound stands empty, and Kurdish soldiers patrol the area in pickup trucks mounted with machine guns. A sign made out of pebbles on a nearby hillside spells out the Iraqi Kurds' current precarious situation, that of a threat on two fronts. No to Saddam, it says, and no to the Turkish army. Ivan Watson, NPR News in northern Iraq.